It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, June 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry Hooks is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Pam and Michael Proctor, and Rita and Dewey Tracy, two stepsons, Jim and Lynn Elliott, and Rich Bondo and Cindy DeVault, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren, a sister, Bev and Dan Durst, two brothers, Gary and Marge Hooks, and Larry and Renee Hooks, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Jean Mislevichek include her husband Donald, children Eric and Patricia Ryman, Lisa and Alan Verbsky, and Amy and Rick Sobranek, seven grandchildren, sisters Judy Rabine and Joyce and Roger Paulson, and brother Dennis and Terry Williams. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Turnipseed is survived by her husband Kirby, four children, Andrew Stebbins, Kelvin and Kristen Stebbins, and Sarah and Brent Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Terry Turnipseed Bierman of Sauk City. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brothers and sister Donald Briggs and Timothy Briggs, both of Madison, and Jean Briggs Eisburner of Montello, sister-in-law Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson is survived by her husband Brent, sister Sally and Dale Smith of Minnesota Lake, brother Rick and Rachel Fox of Platteville, sister-in-law Connie and Howard Anderson of Oshkosh, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. John Hohl, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Hohl, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, June 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Evangelistic Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church next Tuesday, June 11th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey is survived by 5 children, Janet and John Mathis of Iola, Mark and Susan of Bettendorf, Iowa, Mike and Cindy of Eau Claire, Ken and June of Madison, and Kathy and Bill Stoltz of Hill Point. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Chuck and Bev Ritten of Spring Green, and sister, Evelyn and Fred Peck of Spring Green. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 o'clock at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Dick Inman is survived by 4 children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham, and Greg Inman, all of Westby. 6 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Bernetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Survivors of Richard Kelsey include a brother, Joel and Nancy Kelsey, a sister, Claudia and Jerry Barris, a granddaughter, 2 daughters-in-law, Terry Lopez and Laura Gant, and other relatives and friends. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville.